Jen, we received many positive feedback. We thank you so much, our listeners, for those feedbacks, but we'll come back to that feedbacks later, all right?
Okay.
But I want to share with you on this LEP I had today. It was kind of funny. Okay. I feel like it's out of my job scope too. So it was a nurse calling a patient, a LEP, checking on her just after she being discharged.
Okay.
So she was giving me the heads up, you know, this is just a checkup call. It's just going to be brief. And the lady's name, the phone number. So I dial up. Okay. Call up. So before I can even say, because every time we do a call, right, we need to have this opening statement, right?
Yep.
Before when if I say this opening statement, she goes, you know, it's like she's having a stomach ache and she feels very uncomfortable.
Right.
It's like, I need to poop.
Right.
That's the literal translation. I mean, interpretation of the word poop, right?
Right.
So it tricked, because usually if it's just a follow-up call, you know it's just going to be sort of quote-unquote simple call, right?
Mm.
You don't need to feel so alert. But when I hear that, I was immediately going, okay, this could be an emergency call. Okay, be alert. Come on. All right. Be short. Be precise. Be accurate. So I was ready to go. Then I just tell the client, I believe your patient here is feeling distressed, because I can hear it in her voice. She's feeling distressed and she's feeling uncomfortable and she needs to poop.
Mm-hmm. All right.
My interpretation to the client, the nurse got into an alert mode as well, because, you know, she thinks that it's a distress call. So we both alert, then we asked the so client had me to ask the patient, the nurse asked me to ask a few general questions like, are you feeling nausea? Did you vomit? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So basically just ask her what the client asked. So she did not answer the question. She just go back to the same thing. 我好不舒服啊，我好想屙屎啊，但系我屙唔出屎啊。 So basically it means I'm still feeling very uncomfortable. I'm trying to poop, but I can't poop.
Right.
So that goes like back and forth a few, like a good 4 or 5 minutes. Trying to help her, trying to figure out what's wrong with her. You know, stomach pain can be anything, right?
Right.
We can't assume. So one of the questions, the last question that we were asking is, are you in the bathroom or where are you? 我坐喺个厕所入边，系我而家想屙屎，我喺个马桶嗰度，我等紧我想屙屎，我等紧个屎。So I interpreted that back to the client, and we were talking. Okay, interpreter, this is what you try to figure out. Did she has a phone with her? Does she have someone with her in the house? Everything. So I asked the patient and said, 婆婆啊，屋企有冇其他人帮到你啊？或者扶你喺个厕所出嚟， just bring you out from the toilet, from the bathroom, right? The moment I asked that, she said, "Oh, you know what? No need for that. I finally get to poop, and your voice is so soothing. I finally get to poop." Okay.
So that means. That means she was actually answering your call while she was already in the bathroom trying to poop.
Yes. Huh. Yes, I would think so too. Yes. Right. So that really caught me off guard, man. Really caught me off guard. I was like, okay. I tell the same thing back to the client. Client has the same reaction. He goes like, oh, okay. It's like both of us on the phone had this awkward pause for about trying to figure out what's next, right? So the patient said, oh, it's okay, I'm fine now. you can just I thank you very much for your help today, you know.
But did you notice, did you guys notice, like, when you guys on the phone with her, I mean, she was already in the bathroom, right? So she was already saying, oh, 好辛苦, you know, 我很餓死, you know, I'm feeling terrible, I want to poop. But did you or the client notice that she was pushing, like, you know, things like that, because she's trying to, right? She's trying to. But because you were trying to gauge whether, you know, she's in pain, you know, anyone there to help you, because maybe it is an emergency. But did you actually hear any sound effects from the drop? So any drops in the toilet, or did she like push? And then while you are speaking, she said, ah, relief. So nothing like that?
I only noticed towards the last question when I asked, was there somebody helping her in the house? She did has this long relief. No need for that. I finally get to poop. So, it's such a, you know, it's a roller coaster of emotion. I would say that it was going from alertness and down relief, the biggest contrast of emotion in a short span of time, I tell you.
All because of poop.
Yes.
But at least now you know that your voice is soothing enough to help people poop. They don't have to take medication. It is free. Just listen to my voice and you can poop. Yeah. Bonus.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Interpreters, well, right?
I think that's why our voice is also important to help them relieve and relax.
Yeah. Very much. Yes.
Yeah. So because I wanted to share something as well, because I had a call. I don't know whether it's funny or not, but sometimes I just feel like the, you know, the patients want to play doctor, but at the same time, they need the doctor's help. They want to go to the hospital, they need help, but they don't want to take the doctor's advice. So I don't know what's going on, but I would think it is kind of funny because from the doctor's, you know, expression, you know, in Cantonese, say, you know, the kind of thing. So he was speechless. Rolling his eyes, kind of, speechless, you know, rolling his eyes, because this patient came in from the ER complaining about dizziness, shoulder pain, and stomach pain or discomfort. So overnight, I don't know what they did because it was not told to me. So the doctor came in the morning and said, oh, good morning. I'm here to see how you're feeling since you came to the emergency last night. So I paused, asked her the question. So how are you feeling? How are you feeling? So she did say feeling better in terms of dizziness, but she still had pain in the shoulder and some discomfort. So the doctor was suggesting, at least I know you're feeling better. That's good. Why don't you have some Tylenol? You know, you can ask the nurse for some Tylenol and see if it helps you relieve. No, she said no, because apparently she heard that taking too much medication, it's not healthy. It's not good for the body. This is what she said. So the doctor said, no, it's okay. Tylenol is safe. But if you want to, if you've changed your mind, just ask for the nurse.
Right.
Then she will say, yeah, but I still have pain. So why don't you try Tylenol? You can try Tylenol. If it doesn't work, we can always give you something slightly stronger, but low dose, and see if you have relief. How about that? 不好了，食太多藥唔好噶。 Okay, so if you change your mind, as I said, you know, you can always ask the nurse. You know, the nurse will have Tylenol or other medication for you. Any other questions before I go? I'll see you later for some results. You know, we will review them later.
Same cycle again.
The same cycle, just like yours. Same cycle again. So when I interpreted, the doctor was saying, "Oh, you can hear him sigh." Well, I already offered you So what is it that you want me to do? I offered you medication and you said no. So what is it that you want me to do? So when I interpreted that, she said, so you're the doctor. What, you know, how do I know? So, right, the doctor was saying, right, I'm the doctor. I am recommending you medication, right? Mm-hmm. But you say no, because apparently you heard it's bad for your body. So what do you want me to do? So other than medication, aren't there any alternatives? No. This is what the doctor said. No. That is all. If you want to relieve pain, these are the only options. You can take Tylenol or you can take something stronger. That's it.
Right.
Oh, okay. So is that, do you want it? You can ask your nurse for it. All right, fine. So I can already hear the doctor, you know, the tone is already getting a little bit annoyed. Because,
right.
you know, circles, you know, going back.
Yes,
circles.
Yes.
So, okay, all right. Okay, I'm leaving now. So any last minute questions before I go? Okay, never mind. Okay, if you change your mind, you will have Tylenol or any pain medication. You talk to the nurse if you change your mind. All right, because we're going in circles. Thank you, interpreter. And I know that tone. He's annoyed. He just said, thank you, interpreter. And then he just hung up. So sometimes it's just really funny. I mean, you're complaining about discomfort and pain, right?
Yeah.
Doctor is offering you something. You say no because apparently it's bad for you. Because you hear, you're listening to other people who may not be doctors. In fact, you challenge a doctor. You are saying, oh, I'm not a doctor. You are, you know? And the doctor is thinking, okay, I'm the doctor. You know that I'm the doctor. I am offering you this. And you say, nah, I heard it's not so good for the body. So what can we do?
Every patient thinks the doctor has a doctor is a Doraemon, right? They have this pocket they're full of treatment to treat us.
Magic treatment. Yeah. That, okay, I can help you relief without any medication or anything else. La-da! I should go and see Harry Potter and ask Harry Potter for some spells. Unfortunately.
Yeah, but I think those are... It does have one or two stories in a day that actually stands out for us and make our day just a little brighter.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
For me,
instead of all the rude LEPs, or rude clients, as everybody say, what to do?
But I think the takeaway is I realize I do have a soothing voice to help
that is
anyone
good.
To put. That's the takeaway for me.
So next time when you take a call from a ward, and if they're saying, "Oh, I cannot poop," maybe you can offer. Yeah, you can poop offer service. And say, "Oh, nurse. By the way, I have received certain calls and I did help some patients poop by listening to my voice. Would you like me to try? Free of charge." Yeah.
Oh, Jen, this is too much. I need a breather to laugh. Okay, we'll be right back.
Be right back.
Bye. Be right back.
A few moments later.
I really need to take a break and go to the toilet to pee, you know.
I was hoping to help me poop. I was going to play back your voice and see whether it's going to help me with your soothing voice, but no, not yet. Nothing. I have nothing.
Nothing?
Kidding.
That's okay.
All right.
Yeah. We received some positive feedbacks and comments from our pilot episode. Definitely. Those encourage us to do better. Yeah, Jen, regarding our feedback, do you have something to share with our listeners as well?
Oh, yes, because one of the questions we received from someone obviously not an interpreter. Thank you for tuning in, especially those who are not non-interpreters. So welcome. So they were asking this question. I heard this LEP term. What does it mean? So it actually means limited English proficient person, LEP. We don't use that in front of the client or the patient or LEP person. So it is an interpreter term. So when we say LEP person, it just means the person with limited English proficiency. Yeah, we just say LEP. Yeah, thank you for that question. We should have been more sensitive. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yes, definitely. We do address our listeners' feedback and comments. So if you have any question, feel free to do it, right?
Yep.
So if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, we will want to let you know this podcast is about us sharing our experience as being an interpreter. Because by hoping that sharing this, putting this podcast out there, more people, whether you are interpreter, non-interpreter, will also understand the challenge that we encounter. Same time, reaching out to other interpreters out there, they can relate back what they go through as well. Therefore, mm-hmm. they don't feel so lonely out there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Now, coming back to our topic this week, we want to talk about AI, right?
Yep.
So as you can hear, there's only two voices at the moment. That's me and Jen. We actually have a third co-host. Her name is Katie. She is still under she's still under the weather, not out of it, but we hope she recovers soon. We do have this plan that we want to test out what AI is all about and how it's whether it helps in our job or whether, you know, what we can do with that. But we still think we want to talk briefly about it, but we'll leave the details to the next podcast, right? So Jen, I'm not the best person to talk about this. I'm not very well conversed into AI.
Okay. So
probably you can share some details, share briefly with our listeners, what is AI? I know the names that I heard about AIs are ChatGPT, and the current trending one is called DeepSeek. So do you think this AI can replace interpreters? Do we coexist with them? What do you think?
I don't think it will be able to replace us entirely. Mm-hmm. I think we are just being ahead of ourselves. We are being overly afraid of what is coming. AI is just a tool to help us. I don't think it's going to be something that's going to take over our jobs. Right. Because if they can take over interpreter's job, then they are also capable of taking over, say, a doctor's job. Because all the patient need to do is tell the AI what symptoms they're having, how they feel, then they would already know what kind of medication to prescribe, and then they can use the system to prescribe those medication. Then the doctor won't even need to do it. Then you have maybe operating AI tools that can even operate on the patient as well, right? So I don't think we should be afraid of AI. Don't think too much about it. So of course there's advantages and disadvantages, right? Advantages is you have automation and efficiency. Because people are slow sometimes because we are reducing human effort. So they are working much faster. 24 hours, you know, 24/7. Unlike humans, you know, we need rest. We get sick, but not computers, not AI, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, we improve, innovation in many, many things to help us do our job better. But of course, there are always disadvantages as well. People are worried that, job loss, unemployment, higher costs, because don't forget, to develop AI and to maintain it is really high, right? And lack of creativity, that is one problem. Bias and discrimination, they cannot tell. Ethical concerns. Mm-hmm. So they can't tell what is right, what is wrong. They can just, evaluate in general. So it's different and what people see AI from what I see AI. Because I look at it is, you know, we can be more accurate right. when we use AI. Say, for example, you mm-hmm. said DeepSeek and you said ChatGPT.
Right.
So an interpreter can actually use that tool to search for something that the doctor will have to explain. So, for example, for clinical trials, all these are not published information. So I don't think ChatGPT or any AI systems would know this information. So you still need someone as a person to do it. So, but we can try to search using AI and then as a guide to further understand the whole thing, then we just follow the client's explanation to interpret back to the patient. That's it. So we only use it as a tool. I don't think they can just replace us. That is just crazy. I would say crazy. Because sometimes you just need someone, you need something or someone to have empathy. Right? And that is not something that AI knows what to do or how. It's just different. I believe it's different. So I don't think people should worry too much about AI taking over our jobs.
Right. Well, I worried about my medical record being published in the public. Those are my record. Those are my private things. And it concerns my privacy too, right?
Yeah. But so definitely, that's what I'm saying. If they don't publish it, then AI would not know, because your concerns about, you know, ethical, security, privacy risk.
Yes.
You know, you don't want your information to be shared. I believe that includes myself and all the other patients. They do not want their personal information being published. So how would AI know? So see, I think it's more like a tool for us than as a replacement for us.
Definitely. Yeah, a tool like this will be very handy for interpreters when it comes to accuracy. Because, I mean, doctors spend, 7 years in a medical school. They don't know they do know most of the medical things. And as medical interpreters, there is limitation, right? So definitely, this is a very good tool. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, exactly. Because we don't study medicine. You know, we are only in the language side. Yes, we do research ourselves if we are willing to learn. But doctors, even if they have gone through training, they studied years and years in, you know, medical colleges, but they don't know everything because medical science are always improving.
Of course.
Yeah, medical trials, you have all these new developments, research that's being conducted, always new discoveries. So the doctors don't know everything either. They would know something that is in general, whether it is helpful, whether it could potentially cure, you know, some new diseases. But you cannot just depend everything on AI because there are lots of information that is not being published. They won't know. So I still stand what I say. AI as a tool for us to do our job better. That's it.
Thank you for sharing this informative insight with us. Yes, speaking of this empathy you mentioned earlier, right?
Yep.
You have something to share with our listeners today?
Oh, you're mentioning about the call I was talking to you about. Yes. So yeah, I got a little annoyed and at the same time happy with this call. So there's this patient. I received this call and the patient saw me and she just light up, and she was telling me I'm so happy to maybe it is you because you helped me several times. So I said, oh, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, I'm glad to be able to help you. Yeah. Although being happy, that's one, but it, it, the other side of it is I felt very disappointed with one of the interpreters that helped her.
Why?
Because she told me that, unlike you, you show, you know, empathy. You make me feel more relaxed and relieved the way you explain things, or rather how you interpret. Yeah, there's no judgment, nothing, no stress. But the last interpreter that helped me, you know, was very rude. And I was shocked and said, oh, rude? In what way? So the doctor was asking me about a medication, you know, what was that for? And I struggled because I'm having to understand and accept the fact that I have cancer. It is something of a burden that I cannot really imagine how I got it. So it's affecting me mentally. So while I have this cancer in my head, how did I get it? The doctor was asking me questions about a medication. So when I was struggling to recall the name, and of course I cannot pronounce the name. So I said something of that sounded similar to the medication name.
What was the medication?
I think she was saying ibuprofen, right?
Okay.
So the doctor was asking her, oh, what are you taking this for and how much are you taking? And what she told me was, this is Pofen. And the interpreter snapped at her and said, it's called ibuprofen, not Pofen. So she apologized. Can you imagine she apologizing to the interpreter and said, oh, I'm so sorry, but I don't know English, but if I knew, I wouldn't have to trouble you and use your service.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So he just kept quiet. According to her, he just kept quiet. And I don't know what, because she did not say anything. I don't know what the client did. Did the client actually clarify with the interpreter? Oh, interpreter, what was that? You know, I don't know, because she didn't say anything. But what she told me, that because of the stress of knowing she might have cancer, she went home, and thinking back of how the interpreter treated her, she was crying. She actually cried. She told me she cried. You know? So being in fear of knowing that she might have cancer, or she already had cancer, plus, you know, someone who disrespect her, I cannot accept it. I felt really sorry for her, and I told her, please, in future, if any interpreter were to disrespect you, please report it immediately to the nurse or the doctor or any client or anyone that you are seeing that day. It doesn't have to be medical, anything. As long as the interpreter is being rude and not professional, please report them, right? So please, interpreters, as a reminder, you know, our job is not just about linguistic accuracy. But, you know, let's hold ourselves to the highest standard of professionalism.
Of course.
Our words and attitudes carry weight. A single interaction can either uplift someone or leave them feeling defeated. Yeah. So let's ensure that we always choose the former, right? Empathy costs nothing, but means everything.
I hear you, definitely. Yeah. That's a very good reminder for myself, as well as for any other interpreters out there too.
Yep.
Sometimes I know the job. I love my job, of course. But there are days that I just don't feel like it, or I'm, you know, personal reasons, or maybe I'm just feeling a little down. Because we are human after all, right?
Yeah, of course.
Take a break. I walk away from the situation. I walk away from the desk. I take a break. And I come back refreshed and ready to serve.
Yes.
So perhaps, you know, other interpreters out there, if you're feeling down, probably if you need someone to speak to, you can always engage us. We can, you know, leave us a comment. We're always here to help. And perhaps take a breather. It will help you to remind yourself why you like and think about why you like this, why you have this job in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm, definitely. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. For next week, something exciting for our listeners out there. We have a non-interpreter joining us. We want to talk about what he understands about us being an interpreter, and also what he thinks about AI, or perhaps our non-interpreter listeners out there. If you have any questions, you can leave us a comment, and we can also explore what the questions that you give us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. But before we go, if you like our podcast, please give us a like or even subscribe to our channel. Once again,
thank you. Yeah,
we welcome awesome. Your sharings or any feedback to help us better this podcast, even if you just need to offload in the bathroom. This is Caroline.
This is Jen.
We are the interpreters behind the mic, signing off for now. Until the next time, bye-bye. Happy interpreting.
Happy interpreting.